Okay, we could spend more time on Malchus Shavua, but that's the time to move on. And the pasuk now goes into detail Shlomo HaMelech making his chair. A whole elaborate aliyah to the chair. It wasn't just a chair, there were steps going up to the chair. And definitely needs clarity. Why would the Torah HaKadoshah spend time explaining such superficiality? Such a sigonisht. Avada, we have to understand why Shlomo HaMelech did it himself. Why did he make such elaborate aliyah to the chair? And for whatever his cheshbon was, as Kovod Malchus, why would the Navi spend time on it? So I'll tell you what Chazal tells us. The Medrash Rabbah in Dvorim says like this: Sheish Malois Lakisei. Pasuk says that the chair had six steps going up to Shlomo Melech's throne. So Chazal tells us, Poyurei Sheish Malois Hoyo Lakisei Sheish Shlomoi. This is in Dvorim Rabbah, Parsha Hei. Viksuvim shisha dvorim. And there were six things written on these steps. Each step had like a mark and a message. So it wasn't stam steps. There was a chesed. So listen what it said. Step number one, loisaka mishpat. Loisaka ponim, step number two. Step number three, Lysika Achshechat. Those we understand. Let's take each one. Loisata Mishpat. Right? You have to do, when you do a case, when you adjudicate a case in a bezel, especially a king who has all the power, all the authority, you have to make sure you do it straight. You don't bend the case. You don't bend it. You don't dray. The most important thing, we understand. Second step. Loisakir upon it. Guy comes to Bezdin. One guy's a choshevir, the guy's a mechutin. Kapota, Hamburg, a whole choshevir guy. And the other guy comes, Ashvans comes. He looks like a schnorrer. So your natural instinct is people get intimidated. You see somebody, an honorable person. The halacha is when you adjudicate a case, Bezdin has a chiyuv, to totally ignore. It's invisible. The tuxedo is invisible. You look at the person the same, no matter who they are. You don't prejudge. You don't predetermine. You don't even get an impression. That's how you have to judge a case. So that makes sense. That was the second step. Loisakir upon him. Don't recognize, don't look at one person different than the other. That's a basic thing. Shlomo HaMelech was a dayan. He was the melech. Right. Everybody came to him. Second step. Third step is loisikach sheikh. Don't take bribes. Of course. That's, if you're a dayan, you have to know you can't take bribes. And actually, if you look at the Medrash Rabbah says even more that when Shlomo HaMelech went to get up, so there's two different pshatim in the Medrash. One pshat is that it would call out by itself. These psukim would call out. But look at the last three steps. Loisita l'cha ashera, loisokim l'cha matzeva, and loisizbach l'Hashem Elokecha. Okay. These psukim have nothing to do with judgment. These are psukim that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to put asherah, you're not allowed to plant a tree by the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's the whole problem. You can't even have wood in the Beis HaMikdash. There's all kinds of shilas, even bizman hazeh. If you can have a tree in a courtyard of a shul, the place can talk about it. You're not allowed to have a matzeva, of course. So these are all psukim that refer to the Avodas HaMikdash. So the last three psukim that were on the steps had nothing to do with Shlomo HaMelech, nothing to do with the judgment, everything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. What is that doing over here? So Rav Ginzburg, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, in his Sefer Musar HaNeviim, he asked this question. And he has a approach that maybe Shlomo HaMelech's job, he was in charge also of the Mishpachas HaKoyanim, and he was, the Beis HaMikdash part was also under his jurisdiction. Could be. But I want to share with you another idea, which I think is maybe a poshut idea. Very poshut idea. It's a very difficult medrash we're going to have soon in Mitzvah Shem in Parshas Truma. The medrash says in Parshas Truma that we find that Parshas Truma is right next to the Matan Torah. Right? You have Parshas Yisrael and Mishpatim. Mishpatim still deals with Matan Torah. Nasav and Nishma at the end. And then it goes straight to Truma. So Chazal say, why is Parshas Truma found next to Matan Torah? So it's a fascinating Chazal. Fascinating Chazal. It says like this. Moshel Labas Melech. It's a moshel to a daughter of a king. And the king has one daughter, Bas Yechida. Very close and dear to him. He doesn't want the daughter to leave. But time comes, she has to get married. You have to say goodbye. Listen, when you marry off a child, it's an unbelievable simcha. At the same time, it's hard. You want to have the child there forever. Azeidos, that's normal. So the king tells the new son-in-law that he's making with him a deal. His deal is, lifroish mimena neneyach. I can't separate from my daughter completely. Now this would raise the alarms, by the way. The Talmud here in Yeshiva told me that he was going out in a shidduch, and the future mechutin told him, listen, lifroish mimena neneyach. I can't separate from my daughter. You're going to have a room for me. I would tell him he should say the whole shidduch kol tuv. Not a good idea to get involved where the father-in-law says he needs a room in the house. Could be he has a separation problem. He has separation issues. Right? You have to be able to say goodbye. Marry off a child. Child moves on. But the king tells the son-in-law, wherever you are, I want you to have a small room for me. Asilu bayis kot. Make for me a small room. And the melee, wherever you are, I'm going to be there too. I want to be able to go and visit. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah, he told us, listen, lifresh men and yach. I can't separate from the Torah. Torah is a Torah, I can't separate. You took my Torah, you have to build for me a room. Build a Beis HaMikdash. That's the Medrash. The whole Medrash, of course, from beginning to end is mind-boggling. What's going on here? So I'm going to share with you a simple machshava. I'm going to ask you a pashta question. If I was a king, right? I, Baruch Hashem, I have a daughter in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, a married daughter. Soon I'll have a married son. I don't know if I'm going to let him go to Eretz Yisrael. We'll see. Maybe I'll keep him here in Yeshiva. Oops, I didn't realize he was here. Don't tell. Yeah. When I go to Eretz Yisrael to visit my daughter, first of all, I don't want to be in the apartment. Okay, I don't know if she wants me there or not. Maybe she does want me there. Who knows? I'll never know. She always says she wants me to be there. In the apartment. I don't stay in the apartment. I get another place to stay. Right? First of all, I'm more comfortable to have my own place. I have to kvesu chachayne, I'm at the school in the half a bedroom. Get myself a comfortable place. You know, harchov sadas. Chanoch's apartment. Why should I squeeze myself in over there? Number one. Number two, my child needs a privacy. Number three, I need privacy. And the list could go on if you want. But the bottom line is it's more geschmack. I go to visit you. I stay where I stay, and I come to visit. We say hello, we say goodbye. The king doesn't need to kfesh the chagayin in his daughter's apartment. He could come visit, and the king can take a room in the local Waldorf Astoria. Okay. He could take a room in the Waldorf Astoria. What is the Medrash saying here? The king tells the son-in-law, build a little room for me, so when I come, I can visit. When the king comes, he has enough places to stay. He's the king. He can stay wherever he wants. Pulls out his gold card in the hotel and he stays. There's no problem. His phone maybe got taken away, but his card he has. The card he has. Just check in. What's the problem? No problem. So what's pshat in this chazal? So I want to share with you an idea that it could be chazal telling us something totally different. That we're not really getting to the bottom of. The whole chazal is difficult. Hashem is separating from the Torah. What do you mean? Hashem is moich lo tzkvedoi. Hashem is separate. Hashem needs a room. Moshe Rabbeinu's question. So the answer you could say is simple. A king has a daughter. Right? When he has a daughter, he brings her up like royalty. It's his daughter. She's a bas malach. She doesn't play in the mud. She's a bas malachim. She walks around like a princess, as she should. She's the king's daughter. Her language is different than the other kids on the block. She doesn't curse. She's always with dignity. She's a princess. She's visibly the king's daughter. Now she goes, she marries up as a guy. Chosh of a guy. But he's a guy. She marries another guy. The king's biggest fear is that his daughter is going to turn into a shmegegi. She'll marry a guy, and now the guy has a fapotrish guy, and she'll become like that too. And she'll lose her dignity as a bas malach. She's not going to be the king's daughter anymore. You walk into her apartment, she'll have big pictures of these sports champions. She'll have a real, I once went into a Talmud's room. He had a real life-size picture of one of these guys. Looked like he was going to kick you in the face. I walked into the room, I went, wait, and I said, guys, he's only in a picture, it's okay. The king is worried his daughter's going to get married and now she's going to become degraded by her husband. He wants she should remain a bas malach. He wants his daughter should remain the way she was when she was by him. He doesn't want his daughter to become a person on the street. So he tells his son-in-law, listen, his future son-in-law, he says, listen, I want your house should be a house that I could visit. I don't want to stay in the Waldorf Astoria. I want to be able to come to your house and I should be at home. The home should be a home that a king could go to. That's what I want. And that's what the king is asking. Very wise man. And that way he's assured, it's not a matter of when he comes to visit, when he doesn't come to visit. His point is that there should be a standard. That's the standard. That's the pshat in the chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, listen, I have a gewaldige Torah. Hashem has a beautiful Torah. He gave to us the Torah. Right? But the point of us having the Torah is not that we should just get this beautiful gift and put it in the closet. The point is that we have to live on a level that we deserve the Torah. Hashem is telling us, now we got to have Hashem be able to visit us and be comfortable in our homes. That's the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem has to be comfortable by you. I'm giving you a Torah, but with it comes an achrayas, comes a responsibility. I have to be comfortable. And that's what the Rebbe Hashem is telling us. And that's the mashal. Perhaps we could say, according to this, we can understand now what Shlomo HaMelech's throne had on its steps. Not only did it have psukim that say that you have to be honest, you can't twist the judgment, you can't take bribes. Shlomo HaMelech's throne had on it that this has to be a Beis HaMikdash. That the way he runs his system, his court system, it has to be one which Hashem is comfortable in. And that's why, not only did it have psukim that relate to court cases, it had psukim that relate to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the point. Perhaps we could say that's why the Pasuk says, Vayeshev Shloime al Kisei Hashem. He sat on the throne of Hashem. What does that mean? He can't sit on the throne of Hashem. It means his throne was ran in such a way, his kingdom ran in such a way that Hashem was comfortable there. That's the pshat. And that's the lesson. And the truth is, this is the best topic we could discuss. It happened to work out before you guys go away for a couple of days. You have to know wherever you go, the Shechinah Davgein Mityo. You're B'nai Teir. So when you go somewhere, you're not like other people go somewhere. A lot of times it's easy. You go somewhere, you become part of the crowd. And you leave yeshiva, you're a different person. And that's the point that once we got the Torah, Hashem puts us on a different standard. We got the Bas Melech. And now everything about us has to be befitting the Bas Melech. Okay.